Now I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You see it's true, an ape like me. Can't learn to be human too. Now don't try to keep me.
I'm sorry. I'm Joseph. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
He's got a wild side.
Sorry.
So much for being a man cub.
I'm Joseph J. Erdo. Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. And beside me is Trisha.
Woohoo!
And keeping us in line and adjusting the mics when I go into monkey mode is Eric Reinert. Oh, yes. Yes, thanks for turning the knobs, Eric. Good job. That's all Eric does. No, Eric's much more important than that. Well, of course, this is I Wanna Be Like You, Louis Prima, The Jungle Book. And then there's, of course, Phil Harris in the background, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. Oh, and of course, then Blue comes out in that the coconut bra and everything, right?
Yeah.
Very memorable part of the Jungle Book. And you're a little loud in our ears right now. I don't know if there was something different, Eric.
That's on my side here.
Okay. Well, you hear me though, right?
No, you don't hear me. Oh, see,
now
there
I
am.
Do.
Now
yeah,
I was.
Now I hear
Where
you.
Was I before, Eric?
I think you're out in the jungle.
Yes, I can hear
very
you now.
Loud, very loud and clear. No, it's very loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, you know, if you have to replace a light anywhere on one of your vehicles,
yes,
if it's something that's really... Yes. Well, no, if it's something that, you know, is really tricky to get to, because I will tell you, the brake lights, you know, the upper one, not the ones on the side, but the upper one that some cars have in the top of their trunk and some of them have it back by their back window.
Yes.
Well, ours on the SUV that we have, I said, oh my goodness, I know how to change light bulbs, you know. But the way that they're putting these cars together now, it was amazingly difficult for me to get in there and get that and change it out. It was amazing. So,
Yes, Alexander's All Care Automotive is the place to go. And, of course, you're going to go see him.
He's at 3310 East Thomas Road, right there in Phoenix, Arizona. Not too far from here. And let me tell you, you won't find a better mechanic.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, the phone number is 602. I'm trying to pull it up here because it's...
I'm sorry. 602-956-3781.
Yes.
And he's open on the weekends till 2 on Saturday.
Yeah, so if you've got problems today, you want to take care of it today, don't let it go. And Eric, I think we hear you for some reason, just so you know.
That's right. It's because he's working hard, and we can hear all of his
there
work
we go.
Going on in there.
Right. I just
oh,
wanted to make
no.
sure you knew in case, you know, because I didn't know.
But, you know, it's interesting.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, I've got to tell, well, that's just to make us, you know, miss Dave and his...
Yes, yeah, no,
stuff
we wanna...
that he likes to do. But you know what? If you go onto Alexander's website,
yeah.
you're going to see some reviews, and you think that maybe, you know, because he's our friend and he does our work that we can't say enough about him. Listen right here, and this is not us that's written it. I own a Cadillac Eldorado, and one of their mechanics is a Cadillac man. I can't say enough good. This is another one. I can't say enough good things about their service, prices, and integrity. Another one. All the guys here get it and what good old school customer service entails. That speaks volumes. That's the kind of care you're going to get at Alexander's All Care Auto Repair.
Absolutely. And in one place that you won't need a vehicle of any kind is in the jungle. And so
because the wheels get caught up in all of that flora and
yes,
fauna.
Yes, but you'll just want to ride on the back of a big bear. Yeah.
Well, especially if that big bear is Baloo, because Baloo is so big and lovable, so cutie cutie.
And that's what Disney's counting on, so because that's why they have all the stuffed animals out there. But, of course, it did open yesterday, The Jungle Book. This is a adaptation, a live-action adaptation of the animated classic. Neil Setti plays an orphan boy who is raised in the jungle with the help of... Oh, nice. Set the mood, Eric. He's raised in the jungle with the help of a pack of wolves. One of which is played by Lupita Nyong'o.
Are there wolves in the jungle?
Well, in this jungle there are. And a bear.
This is a jungle that represents every community.
Yes.
Of
yes.
jungle.
And then there's a bear named Baloo, voiced by Bill Murray. And then there's a Black Panther, voiced by Ben Kingsley. Other voice talents include Idris Elba as the evil Shere Khan. Scarlett Johansson is the snake, right?
I get that.
And Christopher Walken as King Louie. What's the snake's name? I forget her name.
Hot, sexy girl.
Wow. Okay. Eric is attracted to snakes.
Now, see, just because he said that, now I cannot get her name.
Well, it was a male snake in the original.
I think. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. All I can remember is Shere Khan and Baloo.
Yeah, we'll find it. But
King Louie.
Director Jean. Why am I doing it like he's
Jean?
French. Jon Favreau, who brought us the original Iron Man, he brings the Jungle Book to life in a magical and breathtaking way that would make Walt Disney exceptionally proud. In our first segment, Trish and I were talking a lot about Walt Disney and you know all the magic that he's brought to his parks and of course all the movies that he's helped bring to life. And he would be so proud of this adaptation. It's one of the most memorable. It's an adaptation of one of the most memorable masterpieces from Disney's vault. We were talking about that vault earlier, how things go in there, and then they lead us to believe that they're not coming out. It pays enough homage to the classic to charm those who are familiar with it, while simultaneously reinventing it as a grand spectacle that wraps itself around you. You know, you need that action. You need that that little bit of violence in there. One, to update it for the new generation and to make it a little bit new for those who are, you know, you don't want just the same old story. You want a little bit changed, right?
You want to have a twist, yes.
Right. And then, of course, you also want to take full advantage of the technology, the big screen and the live action and everything. It truly transports you to its lavish setting. Favreau and company have gone above and beyond the bare necessities, using visual ingenuity to create an experience that is absolutely the next best thing to an actual trip to the jungle, or alternatively, a trip to Disneyland or Disney World. You know, so a lot of people are looking for that little bit cheaper experience than doing any of that. So you just go to the movie. And, you know, get some popcorn and enjoy an hour and a half, 2 hours with Blue and Company.
So, I don't understand. It's live action.
It's now the only live action actor. The only actor is Neil Setti, the Mowgli.
Is everything else computer CG?
Everything else is CG. It was all blue screen. They filmed on a set, blue screen, and the voice actors, Bill Murray and everything like that. They brought.
That's what I was wondering, because you kept saying live action, so I'm thinking, how is Bill Murray playing Baloo?
Right.
You should have seen him getting into that costume.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is he wearing like a big fake bear suit?
Well, that's what's a little bit weird about this one, is because you've got Cinderella. That's all live action. This is more live action in the sense that Roger Rabbit was live action, kind of.
I see.
You know? I mean, I guess the other way around, but...
Gotcha.
Right. I mean, so it's still live action in that it... You know, the boy is live, and I mean, so it's still somewhat animated, mostly animated, actually.
Okay, now we understand.
Yeah, but it is very much a spectacle. But they do keep it a PG rating. So I said that it's violent, but it's just, you know, you've got to have that.
So they didn't even make it PG-13. It's PG.
No, it's
very
still PG.
Good. So you can take the little ones, too.
Yes, but of course.
But violent, nonetheless.
Violent in terms that if a little one is scared with a tiger, you know, you. Jumping out at them and growling, of course, if you see it in 3D especially. And then, of course, if you see some of the behind the scenes featurettes. There's Jon Favreau in the water splashing the actor.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so they did a lot of hands on stuff like that. So you know, he was working the puppet and stuff like that. Yeah.
Jon Favreau,
yeah.
What's I can do without him.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, 4 stars for The Jungle Book. I really liked it. I would say that I still liked Cinderella better, though, because Cinderella is magical in a way that really, I mean, I felt like the cartoon, the animated movie was coming to life. This feels like an extension of the original.
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. Well, that's because I think, just like you said, there's just too much of this that can't be live action.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I like that they had some of the music in the movie. If you get the soundtrack, you'll hear Bill Murray and Christopher Walken and Scarlett Johansson singing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, Christopher Walken and Bill Murray sing a little portion of their songs in the movie.
Oh.
During the credits, you'll hear Scarlett Johansson, and you'll hear her a little bit later on as well in today's show. But she's just during the credits. So it's a really nice film, magical, just, you know, plenty of action. If you don't have kids, I think that you're still gonna get a really big kick out of it, because it's feels like a blockbuster.
Mm.
It feels like a, you know, big, it takes advantage of the big screen. I did not see it in 3D.
The surround sound and everything.
Yeah, I didn't see it in 3D, so I can't comment on that, but I tend to avoid 3D whenever possible.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for 3D.
Really?
Yeah. The only time I ever liked 3D was, I think there's San Andreas was worth it in 3D, and Jurassic World was worth it in 3D.
Okay.
And Avatar and Tron. So I'd say 4 times.
I heard there's several sequels to Avatar coming.
Yeah, 4 of them. Yeah. Let's get one down. Well, let's get one more done, and then we can talk about the other 3.
And Scarlett's name is Ka.
Ka, yes. Yes, K-A-A, right?
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Yeah, I had all those toys from McDonald's when I was just a little lad. Yeah. So, and I don't know.
They didn't have toys in Happy Meals at McDonald's when I was a little lad.
No, no. And when Dave was a little lad, they didn't even have McDonald's. Okay. Well, on that note, let's...
Ronald McDonald was just a glimmer in the clown's eye.
Yeah, Ronald didn't come about until like the 70s, right?
I know. I'm teasing. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Late 60s, early 70s.
And there's actually a movie about the Golden Arches that's coming out, the founder of McDonald's.
Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc,
It's
yeah.
called The Founder.
Wow.
It's not called Kroc?
No.
Those are the things that Mario Batali wears.
Yes, those are C-R-O-C, not K-R-O-K.
Those are shoes.
Those are shoes and a brand. But I will tell you, Joan Kroc, his wife, she's a huge philanthropist in San
she's
Diego
still alive?
Area. She may have passed away just a few years ago, but
are you thinking of Joan
Kroc,
the San Diego Chargers owner? There was another Joan philanthropist.
We're talking Joan Kroc, McDonald's fame.
I'm not sure.
You'll have to look her up and see if she's passed away. But even if she has, her estate gives a free entrance to kids to the San Diego Zoo. Oh. And she has, I mean, just the Joan Kroc Foundation has just been incredible.
Yeah, she died in 2003.
Okay. Well, that was only 13 years ago. When you're old like me, 13 years can go like that. But see, that's when my kids were younger, and now they're 30, so that makes sense. Well, but she still does it through her foundation, even though she's passed.
She was 75.
And there are no Crocs in the Jungle Book, but there are in the jungle, which we're going to find out in our next segment with the jungle expert Jackie Witt. And what's
the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
I don't know.
The snout.
Yes. Oh. Very good. Very good. Nice. Crocodiles have a very narrow, and alligators have a wide.
Wow.
Or opposite. Okay. I did opposite, didn't I?
I don't remember.
I think I just did opposite.
Well,
you might be right. Crocs might have the thinner one.
Well, you were talking a little bit about being old like you.
Yes.
Right? Well, I want to be like you. Christopher Walken from The Jungle Book, the new one that opened up yesterday. I really liked Christopher Walken's version of this. He's a pretty good singer with this song. Man Cub.
He's an old song and dance man.
He is. And we'll hear more from him in our second hour. But I love how he does this. Listen.
I want to be like you.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I want to walk like you, talk like you.
And we'll be right back after this break in Christopher Walken's rendition of I Want to Be Like You after these few minutes.
Like someone like you.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I'll make a deal with you. I desire this man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red fire so I can be like you. Oh, Ooby-Doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you.